Hi, this is Lorenzo Ferdinand from Singapore, coast to coast and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day podcast.
Well, hello, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to show 50 in the question and answer edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. So how are you doing with that? Are you profiting in your PJs? Are you ready to profit in your PJs? I sure hope so. You can find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/QA050. You know, I remember when I first started my network marketing business, I was absolutely consumed with finding anybody and everybody to tell me what the exact right script was going to be to say to people. What were the exact words that I need to be using? How should I follow up with people? What were the exact steps that I would take them through? What were the exact things that I should say? What sizzle call should I take them on? And all of the things, quote unquote, about the business that I thought were important. I spent hours and hours consumed with trying to learn these. I look back now and I laugh and I know I must have driven a lot of people crazy. Really, once I kind of spent some time and just kept at it and worked beyond some of my fears and kept going, what really came about for me was the knowledge that it's really as simple as A, B, C, D as far as success in this business. And so I'm going to cover those for you in today's show. And today's show is brought to you by socialmediabackstagepass.com. That's my Inner Circle coaching program. It's launched. It's got all the details on how to build a successful business online and offline, from success scripts, how to contact, invite, and how to get yourself out there rocking on Facebook, blogging, and other social media sites. So just go to socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. So that question does come up. What does it take to be successful in network marketing? What are those things that I should focus on a daily basis? And as I mentioned, it really comes down to A, B, C, D. These are what will make or break you. So let's go through those. Hopefully you have a pen and paper. It's nothing, there's no rocket science about this, but it is important to really know these, embody these, and live these. The A stands for attitude. It really does. Your attitude moving yourself forward in your business will make or break you. Are you confident, or are you just at the point of wishing and hoping? When you have a conversation with a prospect, do you say, here's what we hope our business is going to do? Or are you empowered and say, here's what we're planning for the future? There's a difference in the way you say that. There's a difference in the way it's perceived by your prospect. There really truly is a difference in the way that will come across, not only in your own subconscious mind, but certainly to those people who you're speaking with and sharing your business with. So what are you sharing with your prospects? What information are you giving off to them through your body language, through the conversations you share? You know, you can say one thing, but easily feel another. And as I've shared before, we're vibrational beings, so it's more in how we feel and that deep inner-seated belief that we have that is going to make the difference. And that leads me to B, which is belief. Belief is so important. Now, I will tell you that belief is the one thing that I struggled with absolutely the most in building my business successfully. I believed that network marketing could and did work. I believed that it was happening for others. It was impossible for me to say that network marketing doesn't work. It was impossible for me to say, oh, I don't know, because I could look around and I could find people. This was even before the internet. I'm talking about in the early 1990s. You know, I could look around and I could find people who were successful in network marketing. And I got to know some of those people. And you know what? There was nothing super special about them. So I knew that network marketing worked. It was never on trial for me. It really wasn't. But what was on trial was whether I could make it work, whether I would make it work. That's what it really came down to. So it came down to my own belief in my ability to make it happen. But here's the thing. I just dug down into my inner core. The competitive side of me came out with network marketing like no other, because once I had signed on that dotted line, once I had crossed that bridge from not being involved in network marketing to being involved in network marketing, there was absolutely no way I was not going to be one of the 3%. I did not want to be part of the 97% who either quits or gives up and doesn't really keep going. There's a difference between quitting and giving up. Sometimes you quit and you just don't do anything. Sometimes you give up, you're still earning a check. Maybe you've taken it to a certain point, but you don't keep going with it. I wanted to be one of the 3%, and I ultimately have gone on to become one of the one half of 1% in network marketing. And I don't say that to brag at all. I say that kind of in amazement myself, honestly, because of the struggles that I had, that I, you know, the obstacles that I put in my own path. And if nothing else, to inspire you that you can too, if you just commit and keep going. That's the important part of it. So work on yourself, whatever you have to do to get that belief level strong. And remember, network marketing is proven. Network marketing is not on trial. Okay, C comes down to culture. Culture among your team and in your company, culture is so very important. And you, as a leader of your own team, your own business, you get to decide what that culture is going to be. So the culture that you lay out for your team starts with you in action, you following a system, you sharing this concept every time you can with those who you're talking to about the business and those who are on the team. You know, it doesn't matter how you go about finding people. You can find people online, offline, advertising, business opportunity leads. The key in that culture and that system is inviting two people a day to take a look at what you're doing. So you create the culture by always asking first yourself, did I work my business to the best of my ability today? Did I get on the conference calls that I want my team to get on? Did I get registered for a convention and attend? Did I show up where I needed to show up in my business? And am I modeling the culture that I want my team to duplicate? See, if you're not showing up, if you're not really committed, the culture in your team will reflect that. There'll always be those exceptions. There will always be those people who are going to do this with or without you, and they don't care what you do with it. And you're always looking for those people. But then the bigger group are those people who still need to have that defining moment. And you're going to help them have that defining moment when you create the culture that's going to keep moving those things forward. When you're there showing up, you can help them find that defining moment. And many of them can go on to become huge leaders in your organization. And that leads us to the final one, D, which is daily method of operation. All the rest of it's fantastic, but if you don't have a solid daily method of operation, you're not going to go anywhere in your business. This is where the rubber meets the road. You always want to focus on doing those income-producing activities first and foremost. Those are contacting, inviting, presenting with the tools, following up, doing three-way calls with your team, tracking your results, being organized, being consistent. And then, of course, taking time off when you need to, and yet getting back in the saddle when the time is right. It's not complaining. It's reframing how you see things. All of those things go into your daily method of operation. All of us have those times when real life gets in the way, and they can derail you from working the business the way you want to. But if you can be consistent in a few simple areas, you will see success. You know, I had an interesting start of 2014, the first 6 months, almost 6 months, it's about almost 6 months into it now, but my first 6 months was very interesting. It started with relocating my 80-year-old parents, getting them packed and loaded and moved and then unpacked and into a rental and then finding a home, and then my mom fell and fractured her hip, and I won't get into all the details of it, but I really had some periods where I was really challenged to find the time to work my business, spending all day in rehab center with my mom, working on physical therapy and different things like that. And I kept saying I was so grateful that I had launched a business and started a business that was self-sustaining at this point in terms of income, but I wasn't able to do the things that I regularly do on a daily basis. But guess what? I knew I was still in. I knew I was still committed. It was on my mind all the time. And now I'm back in the saddle in full action, and it feels great. But so all of us have those times when life derails us. The biggest recommendation I have is make sure that you, clear the way, that you get those things set up so that you have an income that's coming in for you, so that you can take those times off, so that you can take that time off when you need to. And that daily method of operation in the beginning to get you going and keep you going is going to be key to making that happen. Here's the real deal. Success is about simply doing a few things over and over again. It's simply about doing a few simple things. It really is about simplicity. It's blocking out the negativity that we can allow to creep in, those doubts, those fears, the lack of belief, that small voice that can smack us if we aren't careful. Sometimes it's just about buckling down and avoiding the procrastination that can get in the way and stop us from doing those daily income-producing activities, from committing to that daily method of operation. I know that I can be challenged with that. Sometimes I have a list of what I'm going to do that day. I know what I have to do, and I'll walk around the room. I do a lot of different things, and I have to really, you know, beat myself over the head and sit down and get focused. As soon as I get focused, as soon as I pick up the phone and start making those calls and that type thing, boom, I'm back in at full speed. But I know what a challenge it can be sometimes to get that going. You know, everyone goes through those doubts and fears and those procrastination times. Everyone. You think Bill Gates didn't feel challenged and fearful? Steve Jobs? Donald Trump? All successful people go through the challenges, the near failures, and so on. They just don't let it define the vision and the future that they want. Don't let that be the defining vision for you. Again, it's Jackie Almer. Thanks for listening. You can find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/QA050, and good luck in your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.